had a few minutes after Marv just to think a little bit, to speak out a little bit, maybe a short idea for the coming Chag. It's just a personal reflection on the Chag
and in preparation for it.
I think there are certain times when we have the ability to look at ourselves, where we currently are, and we have a ability to almost pause and ask ourselves, how did I get to this place? I had such amazingly large dreams. What happened to them? Like, how am I so far from them? I had such an ideal for myself. This ideal could be anything in life. It could be an overall picture we have of ourselves. It could be a picture of how we see ourselves in tefillah, in midos, in our commitment to Torah learning, and a commitment to Kedusha, and a commitment to Kedusha Sa'achila, eating properly, eating in a holy way, eating things that are good for us. Be in the realm of waking up, or the realm of going to sleep, but we often have these ideals. We have these, this is what I'm going to work up to, this is what I'm going to get up to. I could be that tzaddik, I could be on that level, and then at some point, there's a pause, and we get a glimpse of ourselves, and we're forced to ask the question of what happened. Like, how am I not there yet? How am I so far off this mark? Right? There's such a distance here. You know, it's a funny thing. Sometimes, let's say a person be going into a big suda, a nice meal, going out for a meal, whatever it is. And, okay, so the way we try and pump ourselves up is, okay, we try and make a couple of shemayim. I'll try and have Hashem in mind, you know, make good brachos, try and make it more lishma, shouldn't just be for taiva, shouldn't just be to fulfill my desires, it's beautiful, you know, lavish meal. It should be, you know, should... All the pleasure I enjoy from it, I should relate it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's an ideal I want to try and live by. And what happens, we go into the meal, a person goes into the meal in this scenario, and they, of course, they make brachas, but they make brachas, and they have the whole meal, and they finish, and they make an after blessing. They remember, like, an hour or two later, like, oh, wait, like, or maybe right after benching, they're like, oh, right, Kadosh Baruch Hu, like, I was supposed to be thinking about Hashem this whole time. That was my justification for delving into physicality like this. I was supposed to, it wasn't going to take me away because I was still going to be thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like, I had a goal there. I had an ideal set in my mind and I totally forgot. And I totally missed the mark. And looking back, it's like, how did I miss that? So sometimes that happens, you know, for a half hour, an hour of a suda or of a meal. And sometimes that happens, it can happen for a much longer time. Can happen for a year, can happen for a few years. We have certain ideals, and if we don't stop and ever get kind of that slap in the face, so it's like, right, there's something here. I wanted more from this life. My davening was supposed to be much stronger. My davening is supposed to be that I'm showing up a half hour early, right? That I'm doing the proper kavanos beforehand, that I'm awakening the morning. The morning's not awakening me. I was supposed to be this way. This is the way it was supposed to be. That I was supposed to be this person who's bokeh the rekios, right? Who's mamish, ripping apart shemayim with my tefillos. How does it happen that I'm struggling with this, this, and that? Everyone on their own level, right? For one person, it's tefillah bechlal. For another person, it's minyan. For another person, it's tespodus. For another person, it's kavana. But what happened here? I missed the mark a little bit. And I guess there's really two directions we could take with this, right? And the first direction is the easy direction, which is a person could very easily fall into yesh. A person can very easily fall into despair and say, okay, it's not how I'm going to be. And that is obviously the worst. that acceptance of mediocrity, that itself is the sum of mafes. Or a person can taste the Sam Chaim, mamish, from that point, from literally the deepest and darkest valley, when we feel like, what happened? Who am I? Oh, did I just say that? Are my midos really holding that? I thought I was going to be this big Baal Meat. Like, what happened here? right? When we reach that point of total introspection, of just being shocked that this isn't who I was supposed to be, right? This isn't, I could be so much more. I know I'm using like 5% of my potential, like 20% of my potential. Like, what's going on here? The second approach we could take is, it's from this point, Dafka. Rabbi Nachman has taught us. It's from this point specifically I can now return to Hashem. I shouldn't be messianic. I can't despair. I can't despair from who I thought I could be. And by the way, even who I thought I could be is an ounce of who I probably truly could become. But I can't despair because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was invested in me. To despair now is just, it's a complete lack of understanding why I was given this point, this valley, this point, this low point, this valley at this point in my life. It's the greatest blessing from Hashem to say, don't forget. Don't forget what you wanted to accomplish in this world. Don't forget who you could be. Don't forget your greatness. Because it's miuchad. It's unique to you. If I wouldn't have had this valley, if I wouldn't have had this low, if I wouldn't have had this kemat patch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say like, is that you? Really? Is that really where you're holding? If we wouldn't have had that, so then we obviously wouldn't have had the awakening in such a strong way to say, let's move forward. Weiter. Let's get back on track here. This low, this valley is the greatest opportunity. The greatest opportunity for inspiration. The greatest opportunity to restart. The greatest opportunity to leave the Mitzrayim, the gullus we're in right now. When I think about part of the preparation for the Chag, maybe that's what a lot of this is breaking myself down a little bit. Really, really, really looking into myself, right? I guess that's the Bedikas Chum. It's really looking into what's going on within me. Where am I holding? Who do I want to be? Breaking that down, but not just breaking it down so that I get, great, Chag comes, I can now be depressed, that I'll never be as great as I thought I would be. Chas v'shalom. Breaking it down so now I can say, I see where I have to go. I know what I have to do. And I think that's interesting, because a lot of times in life, I think we wait for this external awakening, right? Wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come, and we know for sure Mitzrayim was itaruta dila ayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu released us from Mitzrayim. He pulled us out of Mitzrayim, 100%. But at the same time, we know that by the Jewish people, when they put the dam at the doorposts, when it came to Pesach, right? When it came to the Pesach itself, the word Pesach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over, when he was medaleg, right? When he skipped over the houses with the blood was in the inside. It's to be ramis to the people that knew we have to be making a siman to ourselves. Sometimes we see something happens externally, and all of a sudden a person completely changes. Something crazy happened in their life. But I would venture to bet that more often that person has been waiting and waiting and waiting to change. They've just been waiting for an excuse to push them over the edge and actually do it. That internally there's been something pushing them and pushing them and pushing them, wanting for them to change. They've wanted it. They've wanted it, but they just haven't been able to do their final push. Externally, something comes, pushes them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends something externally, pushes them over the edge, and they make that final change. I don't know if that's always the case, but I'm just saying I think a lot of times that is. So it doesn't need to happen. As we walk into this Pesach, we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there should be any external awakenings, it should all be out of Ava. Should be chesed that Hashem sent us, but we don't. I don't. Maybe what we really need is an internal awakening, right? The dam bifnim. Waking up the blood within a little bit, the fire within. To remind ourselves, who do I want to be? And although there are so many obstacles keeping us from getting there, the person's in a valley, getting to the mountain of who they truly could be, climbing that mountain. There's so many obstacles, 100%. But understanding that's the whole Indian of Pesach. Pesach. Top over. To jump over all the obstacles that are going to be in front of us. If we understand what we're climbing to, if we have a true glimpse of who we could be, which takes understanding of who we are right now, to really believe in who we could be, we need to understand where we're holding right now, who we are. And when we have that clarity, although that clarity at times can be painful, and can be difficult. And obviously it should also be beautiful. We should have positive things we could say about ourselves 100% as well. But in terms of our external actions and our external feelings and our external holding points and our external mito, so those might not be where we want them to be, obviously, because we're always striving for more. And even if a person has a huge Baal mitos, they could always be doing tshuva upon tshuva. They could always be improving themselves more and more, because we're not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And our goal is to try and reach Him to the best of our ability. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. That we should be mechazik ourselves in tshuva besimcha. Besimcha, in a joyful way, that when we find ourselves in the valley as a result of doing the massive introspection of looking at ourselves like, no, what? Where am I? From doing that little new, from doing that little poke, from putting that little candle in the corner, and placing ourselves in that valley of humility, of understanding that I'm mamish at the beginning of my avoda, that I'm not a baal avoda yet, I'm mamish at the beginning of my service of Hashem. This awareness should give us a great inspiration, a great chizuk, to push forward, to push, to be medaleg, to use this whole avoda of Pesach to jump over all the coming obstacles, all these things that have just been pulling us a little bit down, a little bit down, a little bit down, and we haven't been able to pass in order to get to who we truly could be. So Hashem should give us the strength to do the Bezat Hashem. And I'll just finish with one quick idea. Rav Tzvi Meyer writes that during the year, you know, a person sometimes, let's say we throw out garbage, or a person goes, you go to a garbage dump, okay? And the garbage dump itself, it's a little stinky, and there's some flies there, but it's not the worst thing in the world. But the second a person starts digging into the garbage dump, you start going through the garbage, upheaving it, and moving it around, it gets disgusting and so gross in there. And he says it's the same thing sometimes when we look inside of our midos, right? Well, if we're not truly introspective, it sounds funny, and I don't mean it, and obviously I don't think he means it in a harsh way, but when we're just looking at things in a very superficial way, including ourselves, we don't see what really needs to be fixed. We don't see how far we off from the mark. But when we truly look inside, so we can start to feel like, it's gross in here. It's gross in here. If we're really introspective, we're really looking at ourselves in a deep way. So we could start getting down even, like, what's going on here? And we have to try and do the opposite. We'll, of course, look at ourselves in that deep way, but at the same time we find that, there's a lot missing here, to understand, give up. We're human beings. Amazing. That's why we have Pesach. That's exactly why we have Pesach. Because we're not perfect. And Hashem wants to give us tools in this world. Hashem wants to give us times in this world where we get do unbelievable things for our neshama. Do unbelievable things to mechazek ourselves because we're not perfect, because we're human beings, because, Baruch Hashem, we struggle, because when we do introspection, we see how we're very flawed people. And that's not because we're bad, it's because the reality of being a human being. And of course, we have to work on ourselves and be mechazek ourselves, and that's why we have the Chagim of Pesach. That's why we have Bedikas Chametz. That's why we have an amazing opportunity to be part of these people. Hashem should bless us to medaleg over all of our struggles, besimcha, and with Avas Hashem, and Besat Hashem, to join all of Am Yisrael this year, bringing the Karban Pesach together. Thank you so much.